Good morning. My name is EO. I'm with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And today I'm presenting on repeat HIV testing among individuals previously diagnosed with HIV. The Wisconsin HIV CTR program reduces HIV transmission by identifying and linking individuals living with undiagnosed HIV infection to medical care and service and treatment. Overall, about 20 to 30 individuals newly diagnosed with HIV in Wisconsin were tested at a CTR site. However, one-third of the people who tested positive at a CTR site also had a previous positive test. So why did they choose to test again at a CTR site? This study aimed to categorize these repeat testers to better understand the reasons behind receiving additional HIV testing after the initial diagnosis. First, we defined the time frame for the study, and then we matched the HIV testing or surveillance data to identify individuals who were first tested positive at a CTR site representing a new diagnosis versus individuals who were also tested positive at a CTR site but they had a positive test previously at either a CTR site or other testing facility representing a previous diagnosis. We further evaluate the self-reported prior HIV testing, care status, and viral suppression among the previous diagnosis. We had identified 330 matches. 67% represented the new diagnosis, and 33% represented the previous diagnosis with repeat testing. The graph shows that a positive HIV test result from a non-Hispanic Black individuals was more likely to be a repeat test than a new diagnosis. At the time of the first repeat test, 13% of the 109 previous diagnoses reported no prior HIV testing. And out of 87% who self-reported prior HIV testing, 66% self-reported they were tested negative previously, and only 21% self-reported they were tested positive previously. And of those that previously diagnosed, almost half were in care as they have documented CD4 count and or viral load within 12 months prior to the first repeat test. And of those in care, 53% were virally suppressed and 30% were unsuppressed and 17% have no documented viral load. Now let's look at those that appear to be out of care. After the first repeat test, 79% were linked to care within 3 months. The other 21% were either linked greater than 3 months or not linked to care. The findings of the study have implied that these individuals seeking additional HIV testing after the initial HIV diagnosis tended to be non-Hispanic or Black and also self-reported they were previously tested negative. The finding has further implied that repeat HIV testing may be used as a way to initiate care for those that have never been linked to care before or to get back in care for those that have fallen out of care. The second theory could be to establish care connection with a new clinical provider in Wisconsin if they were moving from out of state but wanting to maintain their care status. The third theory could be to learn of their HIV status if they were previously unaware or uncertain of their HIV test positive test result. And the last one is more of an anecdotal report from our CTR providers. They have seen clients come to their CTR site to get tests again in hope that they're cured. So with that being said, we were unable to assess the root causes of repeat HIV testing. Without conducting any additional survey data collection with the repeat tester, they were previously diagnosed with HIV. But to avoid unnecessary repeat HIV testing, it is critical for our CTR and clinical providers to effectively communicate about the meaning of initial HIV diagnosis and the importance of engagement in care with the individuals that are diagnosed with HIV. I would like to acknowledge my colleagues who have contributed to the study, and thank you.